Welcome to the Lost Library, Seeker. Enjoy your stay.
Joe, I am your GM here on Fifth Watch. You can follow me on Twitter at TheJoeHadfield, and you can check out my podcast, WTF Anime.
My name is Alan Sells, and I play Jace McGuire, God Ranger Blue Athena. You can find me at Alan_Sells on Twitter.
I'm Eli, I play Kronos, and you can find me on Twitter at TheVikingBear__. And be sure to check out my other shows, Hoof and Sword and SHU Podcast.
I'm Melissa Wilkinson. I play Mitch Carver, and you can find me on Twitter at WilkieWit.
Hello, my name is Raphael Johns. I'm playing Gwen Smith, Godsent in this, and you can find me as like Twitter at Eldritch Roth. Other than that, there's a Tumblr that I'm going to set up that you can follow. I haven't decided on the URL yet. I'm very beautiful. Thank you.
So, we're going to resume several days later. You guys have had a weekend, you guys have been back in school, everything's kind of boring and traditional as high school tends to be. Jace, you've been getting some updates from God Ranger Mars about the situation at Amber Tower.
Okay.
Over the past few days, Mars hasn't been able to identify anyone from the break-in, but there has been an alert raised in the Pantheon Sentai God Ranger HQ that some kind of hacking attempt was made, particularly around their kind of surveillance footage of the Amber Tower.
So somebody tried to hack God Ranger systems to get that surveillance information.
Yes.
But they were unsuccessful.
Unsuccessful, yeah. You guys have a pretty good system, which you have to have.
Right.
The only lead you have really is that God Ranger Mars, from that surveillance footage, he can identify sort of power sets, and similar sort of powers have been used around the city. So he notes that there's been at least one occasion of a bank convoy being attacked by those similar power sets.
What are those power sets?
Energy manipulation, and a second one that is seems to be based around smoke, teleportation, actually turning things into smoke, that sort of thing.
And I, of course, relay this to my team, Fifth Watch, and, you know, making sure, obviously, Mars is taking care of the Pantheon Sentai side of the house. But I am also keeping my mother in the loop. She still has a lot of contacts and a lot of, you know, different things. She may be retired, but she's not dead. She likes doing this kind of thing.
We'll cut to you kind of filling the group in on today's developments, like as they've kind of happened during school. Like, Mars is pretty regular about sending you updates and potential theories. So you guys have been kind of, I mean, you're normally here, but you've been called here for a very specific reason by Rupert. He had mentioned to Godsend that he would like to introduce another member to the team as kind of their rehabilitation.
So when is the new member coming? Gwen says as they eat a whole bunch of rice, like cramming it into their mouth.
And it like zooms out and there's a whole like takeout Chinese, almost buffet style in the middle of their headquarters, like sweet and sour chicken and vegetarian stuff. And yeah.
Anybody have any clue on when they're gonna be here? Kind of seems odd that Rupert would just be like, yo, meet up.
Well, I think all we can do really is prepare for the new arrival. This is a little bit weird because, and he looks at Mitch, you're gonna vet him, right?
Oh yeah. What are hacking skills for, if not for knowing background checks, and then deep background checks, and then ultra secret double deep background checks. I'm going to know this kid's fingerprint scans. I'm going to know their mom's favorite soup. Anything you could know.
But are you going to know whether or not they like sweet and sour chicken? Because I'm going to eat all of it if, like, they don't. A thought? Brief?
I'll see what I can do.
Okay, thank you.
So as Gwen says that, the camera turns to Kronos and half of the sweet and sour chicken is gone. And Kronos just looks up and then slowly backs away.
Gwen is pretending not to notice, but like a little, like one of them, like just like in a Telltale game at the bottom of the screen. A little Gwen will remember this pops up.
Jace is picking at some Kung Pao chicken.
So in a manner, when you first met Rupert, there was a knock at the super secret entrance.
I'm not going to get it. My mouth is full. What are you going to get?
Jace kind of squares his shoulders and walks to the door and opens it.
And before you, you see Rupert in his regular, not as expensive suit as Mitch. And Travis, who does he have with him?
He's got somebody that, at the very least, Gwen is going to recognize. Oh, man. I don't know. How much was everybody paying attention when Phobos showed up on scene?
I was unconscious.
So that's...
I was only looking at Kronos.
Okay, yeah. So Gwen recognizes this person, but nobody else does. And at this point, he's in citizen garb, basically. I'm looking super nervous. I've been told that I am going to be assigned as part of my rehabilitation to this group. So, like, I'm recognizing faces as I come in, and there's a look of awkwardness upon my face because I recognize people that I've actively engaged in battle with. And what you see is a young, pale boy, kind of lanky. At this point, he's had his head shaved just due to medical reasons, like working with that the mask and all that good stuff. So, and he's downcasting his eyes because he recognizes everybody in this room, and this is super awkward for him.
Athena, thank you so much for gathering everyone here. May we come in?
Absolutely. We have food. Stay away from the sweet and sour chicken. But please, come in, help yourself. Break bread with us. And that is Jace's old-timey way of saying, I'm not going to hurt you if you partake of our food.
Which is like a really weird thing.
It's very archaic.
You're like, yo, it's cool if you eat some food, or I'm like, normally I'd fuck you up, but eat some food? Okay, cool, whatever. I'm going to come in, and I will nod my head at everybody like a sign of greeting, and then I'm going to take a seat, and very prim and proper, I look stiff in the way that I'm sitting. This is not a comfortable situation, and it totally reads on me that way.
It's also probably not a very comfortable chair. I imagine Mitch bought 4 very nice desk chairs. And then when they got news of a new recruit, he just found a couple folding chairs, like he stole them from the school. So
this is the worst IKEA chair that's ever been invented.
When you prove yourself, you're going to get a real chair.
Kronos creates a psychic construct and sends it over to give you a back massage because you seem very stiff, and Kronos does not really understand that everybody's on edge.
Cool, that doesn't make it any less awkward, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, no, it's the most awkward thing ever.
He's not going to, like, shy away from it, but at the same time, it's literally painful because he's more tense while this thing's trying to make him less tense.
Yeah.
I mean, Gwen specifically has a spinny chair, so sort of spins their chair in your direction. We meet again. Which I was not expecting.
Again?
Again, yeah. We've met before.
Yes, Jason was present during the attack on Brazen's funeral. not necessarily in a helpful capacity, but he has since been vetted and it is understood that he was under some kind of control that has been traced back to a character named Sterile. It's not the first time this has happened.
Weird goo shit.
When he says Sterile, Jace doesn't say anything, but he gives a significant look to Mitch.
I'm keeping notes, don't worry. And a bell goes off in the back of Mitch's brain, in addition to, okay, look that thing up when you get a chance. Another bell goes off. This is the bad outfit bell. Wait a minute. I remember a sleeveless trench coat. Was that you?
Maybe?
Where did those sleeves go? What happened to those innocent sleeves? You're not even that buff.
Wow.
Hello? First, maybe we start with that.
And introductions, I believe.
Hello, I'm Kronos.
It is good to meet you. You over there, you are very aggressive in your meetings. You are asking about sleeves. I'm not understanding this, but I hope that we can be friends.
They're the part of the shirt that comes down over your arms?
No. I understand the concept of sleeves.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe it was like a language barrier thing.
No, I understand English. It's fine. It is not my native language, but I speak English all right.
I'm Jace McGuire, and as you've probably been informed, God Ranger Blue Athena.
He always has to announce himself like that.
Look, it's part of the job, okay?
It's a long title. It's okay. He's basically the prince of the group.
I am not.
Prince, basically. Kind of royalty.
No. He gently, like, pushes Gwen a little bit. No.
Gwen mimes about to be falling out of the chair. Like, oh, gosh!
And Jace, like, takes the opportunity to grab him by the shoulders and pull him in for a quick hug. And then realize that there's a stranger still. Well, stranger. And kind of stands back up straight and regards Jason. Not coldly, but calculatingly.
At this point, because I'm searching for any port in a storm right now, and this feels like a real bad storm, I'm going to go over to Gwen, and I'm going to give the very European-style greeting of a kiss on both cheeks. I'm so glad to see you again.
I mean, Gwen starts blushing instantly. Oh, nice to see you too. It's been like a second since we last saw each other. I'm glad you're feeling better. It is clearly like not uncomfortable, but like, oh god, all eyes are on me now because of this.
Jace has a tiny smirk, just very small.
Mitch is looking at Kronos like, do you see this? There's an interloper to what we have been setting up here. We're going to protect this house.
Screaming.
Kronos is not paying attention and is looking at a computer screen, and it's just a YouTube video of cats.
Of course. Set to Africa by Toto.
Yes.
Of course. It's Cats the Musical, guys. It's not actual cats. It's Cats the Musical with Africa by Toto playing in the background.
Wow, that's fucked up. That's super asynchronous.
This is actually a video that Kronos made, but hasn't told anybody that they're the ones who made it.
It's a gift from Mitch. You're going to post it online.
It's got a lot of watches, yeah. And a lot of them are Kronos.
It's all Kronos.
The video has almost 250 watches. All of them but one are Kronos.
This is the worst timeline. We need to go back in time again.
So, Jason.
Yes?
I believe that we have every inclination to be distrusting.
That's fair.
However, I don't want to start that way. So, why don't you tell us a little bit about you, why you're here, what you can do to assist the team, and what the team can do to assist you. And then maybe the rest of us can share a little bit about ourselves, just so that we can get to know each other better. If we're going to work together, there has to be trust.
I am missing most of my memory. I wish I could instruct you further about myself. I remember bits and pieces. A lot of what I remember is bad.
Well, maybe that can be one of our goals as a team.
It hasn't gotten better since your time in the hospital. I know last time we talked, it was pretty bad.
It has not gotten much better, no. I very much would love to tell you about me, and I can't. And you are looking at me with distrust. I understand that. I am aware of my actions.
You don't remember them, do you?
I don't.
I mean, he did just say that he has large gaps in his memory, so I think that could have gone without.
Thank you, Kronos.
You're welcome.
If you are going to be a part of this team, not only do we need to trust you, you need to trust us. You have been vetted by Aegis. Therefore, there is at least foundational trust. We know whose side you're on, and that's important. But sometimes trust has to be built through activity and getting to know each other and eating Chinese food with us, you know?
I do not eat
anything?
I mean, I could definitely cook you something else. This was just takeout. It was kind of easy.
It's not that. I am a maid super and one of the side effects.
Oh.
It is not a thing I do anymore.
Hi, Kronos here. What does being a cleaning professional have to do with not eating?
Oh, that's just Kronos, by the way. Kronos is a, they're like, I'm trying to think of a good word. Obnoxious. Yeah, that's it.
Charming? I think the word you're looking for is very charming.
Jace is wearing a shit-eating grin and, like, walks over to Kronos. There are Kronos.
I also don't have a lot of memory, so high five memory lapse buddies. And Kronos awkwardly stands there with her hand raised.
I will awkwardly approach and slap, but then immediately look down because I'm sad.
Yeah. Kronos completely glosses over the sad part. I guess it was a couple years ago. Something happened and I was no longer who I was, but I was part of a greater entity that is, and I'm still trying to figure this out, that is an elemental force.
Okay, so your story is a fucking mess. I get that. I get that. I'm also a mess. We can be friends.
I don't really appreciate the flippant attitude.
Yeah, Jace's eyes narrow.
Gwen actually laughs. Gwen is like, finally someone who's flippant about everything as the rest of these kids.
Can Kronos make a portal underneath Gwen and is underneath Gwen and at the ceiling at another point and Gwen falls through?
Too fast. If you think that Gwen wasn't prepared for you to try to fuck with them, then you are absolutely incorrect.
Can I roll something to put one of the portals where Gwen ends up after he runs?
I thought you were just going to dump him in the pool.
I mean,
it won't matter either way. I'm telling you, Gwen came to this prepared. Gwen did not think, oh yeah, of course Kronos will just accept me saying shit. Gwen is definitely like, no.
I'm assuming you're not using a doom sign, so.
No.
Are you using a doom sign? Okay, well then, good.
I mean, I could. If
do it
one
if you
thing
want to.
That we've learned about me, it's that I mark doom pretty much equally for goof as well as important moment.
Do whatever you need, sweetie. Whatever you need.
I don't think this is worth a doom track moment, though. The goof's not good enough.
Mitch is going to take a little plastic wrap package off the table and hand it to Jason and say, are you familiar with a fortune cookie?
Yes, I am familiar with the fortune cookie. I know what food is. Just because I no longer eat it doesn't mean that I haven't eaten before.
Well, that's the joy of a fortune cookie. You don't need to be able to eat anything to still get something out of it, and it's not about your past. It's a fortune. It's all about the future. So
also, mostly the cookie is trash.
Yeah.
It's not good. I don't remember them.
Jace kind of bristles at the... I like the cookie.
I've been handed a fortune cookie, so I gotta do what I gotta do. So I'm gonna crack this fortune cookie open and pull out this fortune. What does it say?
Mitch wrote it specifically for you.
Oh, man.
Oh, I did?
Mitch
okay.
pretended that this was a random fortune, but secretly knew the fortune that would be pulled.
So, like, it's a handwritten note on a piece of paper that doesn't look like a yes. fortune cookie wrapper?
That's what Mitch did. Decisions have been made.
It is actually just on the back of a regular fortune cookie slip that's just something about trying new things, but...
It's scratched out and, like, Mitch wrote over the numbers.
That's adorable.
She scratched out the lunch section that's on the back of a fortune cookie.
Oh, yeah.
And now, here's my fortune. What is my fortune?
It says, dress for the future you want.
I hate it.
And I want to say, I have not formally introduced myself. I'm Mitch Carver, son of Butch Carver. I have a Nordstrom Platinum account, and you're going to come to me when you need help. I'm not going to push you. This is a big adjustment, but it is my goal to get a dress code going around here. Let me know when you are ready for a fitting. We'll have a day on the town.
I do not understand most of what you have said, but it seems like it's said in kindness, so thank you. I appreciate that very much. And I want to not be the outsider amongst all of you. I want to engage, I want to know you all. This is awkward. Does everybody else feel awkward? I feel awkward.
Well, the number one way to eliminate awkwardness is to identify it.
I'm doing that right now.
Exactly. And so we're all going to acknowledge that it's here, that we're kind of uncomfortable, and we're going to move past this. Because if we're going to work it as a team, and Rupert, I assume that you have a job for us.
I didn't want to just immediately introduce a new X Factor and then throw you into a job.
That does sound like a bad idea, yeah.
See, I would disagree. I think the best way that we can get to know each other is working together. At least that's how we do it in God Ranger.
Maybe we should start out at like a Habitat for Humanity.
Is there a cat that needs rescuing from a tree?
Yeah, something like that.
Or a training session, by any chance.
Rupert starts looking through this like manila folder. I don't see any.
Rupert, do you bring manila folders with you everywhere you go?
I tend to find that it helps if people need certain information.
They make them in colors besides beige now. You know that, right?
Oh, I'm very aware. I stick with the classics.
Wait. Is your superpower that you can manifest manila folders whenever you need? Because,
Oh my god.
That's kind of handy.
If I just said yes, would that eliminate your recollection of what happened in the hospital?
No.
Okay. Yes, my power is entirely to create anything beige.
You know, it suits you.
Jace kind of furrows his eyebrows. Something happened at the hospital?
For now, let's just stick with that one.
Makes total sense to me.
You have, presumably, some things to discuss, and if there is any kind of opportunity that I can present to you, I will be sure to be in touch. But, and he checks his watch, I should be heading off. Jason, you remember where to return?
Yes, I remember.
Excellent. Have fun, kids.
Gee, thanks.
Thank you, Rupert.
Have fun, adult.
Have fun, Rupert.
Goodbye, Beiji.
'Twas the best of times, 'twas the worst of times.
So Jace follows Rupert, shuts the door behind him, and audibly locks it, like not bothering to keep it quiet. Well, now that's out of the way. We can really get to know you. What kind of music do you like? Mitch has access to pretty much any playlist on the planet, so.
And some off-planet.
Mm-hmm, that too.
I'm not a huge music buff.
Did Rupert make you? You seem awfully beigey. You don't eat, You don't like music?
I do have memories of me being made. They're not pleasant. Not as a person. No, I am not made as a person. I was born.
You were given powers.
Yes.
I don't think, it doesn't sound like given is maybe the proper terminology, but...
Forced, yeah.
Forcibly given powers.
What can you do, Jason? Do you have a code name?
I was given one. I am not comfortable necessarily with retaining it.
Excellent. A new name, a new identity, a new you.
I want to remember who I was. I want to be the best me. I remember doing some pretty awful things for the person who created me. I have some things to deal with. I want to remember my mother. I want to remember my father.
Do you think that maybe you're moving too fast? Kronos doesn't seem to give any like real shits about getting their memory back at any real point. Like, they're slowly working up to it, and I think that might be a better way to handle things. Loath though I am to say that Kronos is handling anything well.
I'm not putting a time limit on anything I do. I'm setting goals for myself.
Mitch, Gwen, Kronos, do we know any psychics? I don't know any offhand.
I mean, Jason, if you want, I can try and see if I can, like, unlock some stuff. But I do need your permission in order to do so in this case.
Would this be best done back at your home base, Kronos?
No, I can do it wherever.
Jason, he's sitting there thinking about it. And you can see the struggle on his face of what could be a quick fix versus what is probably the proper way to do things. And he's going to sigh exasperatedly. I appreciate the offer, and I think in time maybe I can accept, but I do not think it is proper at this moment to do this thing. I need to trust you more, you need to trust me more, and those things are not just given. It is a thing that you work towards.
There is a potential way we could build team whatever-y, stuffy stuff thing.
Okay, I am open to this thing.
There is an arcade. I know that Mitch and Kronos have probably been thinking about there, but there's an arcade in the city. Definitely has bumper cars at some point, so you could all go do that. I actually have to go to a track meet, so I don't want to hold y'all up, but that could be a great team-building exercise.
All right, I want to roll something to see if what Gwen is saying is really on the up and up.
If there's really an arcade in the city? Or...
No, if there's a track meet that you have to get to.
There's no real arcade. Gwen is lying.
I was about to say, Jace was going to be like, okay, we need to play Ninja Turtles. I call Donatello, and that's how we'll become friends.
No, fuck you. I want Donatello.
X-Men machine.
This is where their rivalry begins.
Fine, I'll take Leonardo.
Okay, so Kronos, go ahead and roll me a Pierce the Mask.
Okay, and what is that plus?
Plus Monday.
I got a 4.
So not this time.
I don't know what that means, but you mark potential, so there you go.
So Kronos just stares at Gwen and then thinks about the arcade.
I'm very into this thing, but also, if I am to be part of the team, I need to be masked, and I reject my former label. I was called Phobos formerly. I need a new name. I need a new costume.
You guys could go shopping also. That could potentially be really fun. And Mitch does love shopping.
Why do you not come with us shopping then? I'm looking at Gwen intensely, as this is the only person that gave a fuck to come check on me in the hospital.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gwen sort of does the awkward, like, the look at the shoes and, like, kick at the dust thing, and is like, I said that I was going to go to the track meet. I can't not go. I'm sorry. But I'm leaving you in great hands. I mean, Jace is literally, like I said, a prince. And Kronos is, despite being, like, flippant and honestly sometimes, like, purposefully obtuse, a pretty interesting person. And Mitch is a lot of fun to be around. And if you guys all get closer, then there'll be less awkwardness, right?
What Gwen's not telling you is that he is the star of our track team. So they don't have a chance in hell of winning without him.
I do have to run a little bit slower to keep up with everybody else, but yes.
But can't he be there in like a split second? So couldn't he come with us and then when he needs to go, zip over there, win the race, and then come straight back? Like, I don't understand why you still can't come with us, Gwen.
You're having to ride the bus, aren't you, Gwen? Going with the rest of the team?
Yeah, and also, like, not everybody knows that we're super people.
I'm not saying, like, you zip over in front of everybody, but there are stands. You can show up behind them, and as far as, like, the bus, just say, oh, my parents are going to drive me. I'll see you all there. It's not that difficult to come up with a cover
I
story.
I can't say the whole parent thing, Kronos.
I mean, you could.
It's not a lie that applies to me.
I'm going to stand up from my seat, and I'm going to take Gwen's hand. I understand. You have other commitments. We will get to know each other over time, and I'm okay with that. You are a good person, and I'm going to kiss the back of his hand.
And at that, Jace does stiffen just a touch.
Gwen is like watching this happen. First of all, Gwen's blushing a whole bunch again. And can't look at Jason or Jace. Can't really look anywhere in the room. It's just like, yeah, of course. Great. Yeah, get to know you and the whole team and everybody. We're cutting it close with that track meet. So I'll see you later. And just blurs out of the room.
Be safe.
Deuces, bitches. I'm awkward.
Woo, gotta leave. Says quite emotional.
So I think we can pick up at said arcade.
Well, are we going to the arcade or are we going to the mall?
Both.
Yes.
Let's go to the beach. Let's go get away.
Is the arcade in the mall?
Yes.
Yes, it's a tilt. Yeah, we can do some team building. We can do some relaxation at the arcade. And then we will be ready for the hard, hard work of shopping, of outfit picking, of designing a new image.
And then Cinnabon.
Yes, always.
This doesn't help me at all, but okay, I'll watch you.
Calm down there, Axe. It's gonna be okay.
At least I'm not going for brown globules.
Gross.
Or cigarette butts, for that matter.
I think we can have a delightful montage of, by God, I'm not having a shopping episode. My heart can't take it. I deal with that shit enough. So
not enough. Not Wait, enough. What? You're dealing with it.
It's time for a shopping episode.
No.
Oh yeah.
Uh-uh. Mm-mm.
Make it happen, Alan. You have the power. You, my friend. Lead us into the shop.
I think Joe's about to be outvoted on his own podcast.
Joe, I have made control all the characters, so we're going shopping.
I'll just slam down a villain fight. It'll be great.
Clothing.
So, the arcade, what game are we playing? It has to be multiplayer.
Oh, fuck. We're playing the old school X-Men 4-player game.
I was thinking that.
Yep.
See, Jean's not in that one, so I... Because it's Dazzler, Colossus, Nightcrawler, Storm, Cyclops.
And Wolverine.
So Jace will be Cyclops.
I gotta go with Nightcrawler. I got that German connection, yo.
Absolutely. I think the best dressed out of all of those is Storm.
Absolutely.
I mean, Storm is essentially kind of like Tyra Banks runway a lot of the time. Like, there's a lot of avant-garde shit going on with her fashion.
Yeah. Mitch loved the Mohawk look. Like, he could never do it himself. he admires when somebody can really, really rock that, because a lot of people attempt it and they don't succeed. Aurora Monroe did it right.
Kronos chooses Dazzler, but doesn't know what the fuck they're doing. So they're like actively running the wrong way and like trying to punch, but hitting just below the enemies.
Jace is trying and being very patient and like coaching Kronos in how to play, but being very patient and a good cheerleader.
This is very much a foreign world for him. So Jason is trying his goddamnedest, but don't know that he's doing great. Like, he's trying to pick it up, and he's getting better as we go on, as the quarters slowly slip away.
Guys, we're so close to beating Magneto. I believe in us. We can do this.
This seems like we are entertaining ourselves with what is our everyday lives. I thought video games were escapism. I do not understand exactly what we are doing.
Well, in this one, I can fly.
I mean, we could go play Rock Band, or, you know, the superhero Emporium is here. If you want some help in crafting your image, Mitch can help you.
I need a new name. I need a new look. I was actually specifically instructed upon this by Aegis.
Whatever you decide, just make sure you want it.
Well, I said myself. I am not going to accept anything that I do not like.
Good.
The problem is, I'm still questioning what is me. I have been forced to have powers. And if I am given these powers, I am also given a responsibility.
Jace nods very sagely.
But I want to do this on my terms. It's all very new.
Well, nothing makes me feel more creative and more inspired than putting together a three-piece suit. And yours doesn't have to be a three-piece suit. It is kind of my look. Please don't also pick a three-piece suit. But maybe start with the look and work backwards.
Now I kind of want to just spite you.
You can try.
What's the role to look better in a three-piece suit versus Mitch?
Role plus Mitch.
Hey guys, welcome back to Fifth Watch. This episode is going out at a weirder time than usual. I kind of had a bit of a struggle with my mental health, so I kind of need to take a few weeks off. So that's why this episode is coming out late. But hey, I'm back up and doing editing things, so the rest of this particular episode should be coming out over the next few Saturdays. So thank you for your patience. As usual, I'm going to take some time here to tell you where you can find us on the internet, as well as give you a High Tide recommendation. So if you would like to follow the Lost Library on Twitter, we are at Lost Library Cast. You can reach out to us using the email lostlibrary@fifthdraw.com. And if you want to tweet along with the show, use hashtag FifthWatch or hashtag MyGaySons. You can find everything on the Lost Library at fifthdraw.com. As ever, our music is Save the World by Cambo, available on the Free Music Archive. And for our High Tide recommendation for this set of episodes is Urgal's Forge of Creation. Benny will sit down with a guest, roll on some tables, and then create a story for a fantasy race. It's a really interesting listen. The ideas are super inspiring for someone running D&D or any other fantasy role-playing game, and the whole vibe of the show is just creativity is great. So I would like all for you to go and check that out. Available on any podcatcher. You can give them a follow on Twitter at EuroGarsFOC. That's EuroGars spelled EuriGars. And with that, thank you so much for listening, and I'll let you get back to the episode. So, for no other reason than just to cut away from a shopping episode. Hi, Gwen.
No, wait, that's evil. I wanted to watch the shopping episode. You cannot cock block us about shopping like this.
Oh, but he can.
Just did.
I hate this.
Like, it's literally happened.
Yes. Vas. On the way to my track meet.
Yep. So where do we find Gwen preparing for his track meet?
Gwen went back home to the essentially abandoned ruins that used to be the bar, and is sort of going through stuff there and try to plan the next move as far as getting information. And so is there like a particularly bad hub? The sort of place Butch Carver would go drinking. Do I know of any places like that?
I feel like this is my giant leap of logic of thugs using crowbars to hit things. You know of the crowbar.
The crowbar. Nice. I love it. God. And do I know how to find the crowbar? I mean, is this like a secret location, or is it just like, if you know what it is, you know what it is?
It's like very publicly like advertised as a bar.
Okay.
It's very public, but there's also like a speakeasy portion to it. Like there's a bar within a bar.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's not a secret, but like they veil it as a secret, and that's kind of a marketing ploy.
Interesting. Okay. Then Gwen's heading there immediately. You know, getting dressed up like black hoodie, the sort of like stretchy sweatpants, and the good shoes, but is heading off to this bar, the crowbar.
Out to school, so it's probably about six.
Yeah. Gwen knows the track team literally will lose without him, but like is also like, I have an important thing to do. And none of the others are taking this seriously, so.
Yeah, so it is easy enough to find. It's like very stylized as an old timey bar. Like there is a literal neon sign that is probably purposefully like a few of the letters are blinking.
Alrighty. Yeah, Gwen is going to, I mean, sort of do a case out. Like, does it look like there's anybody outside who looks particularly menacing? Or is there a bouncer? Is there a back door?
So giving the place kind of like a look around, it's very obvious what is like the front entrance. There isn't a bouncer at all. You don't know if that's a, maybe when it gets later there will be. Maybe it's just a case of this is a Tuesday evening. Why would we need a bouncer? And just kind of checking out the place in general, there's very clearly like an employee's entrance around back in an alley.
Gwen will just try the front door this time. Why not?
It opens. You are immediately hit with the smell of stale beer. What would be the worst thing to be playing? Probably Creed.
Oh god, yeah, of course they'd be playing fucking Creed.
It would probably be older music than Creed. Like, maybe they went really obvious and it is Bad Company by Bad Company.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Yeah, but they have a loop that's yes. Like Bad Company.
A bad mamma jamma. She's bad mamma jamma. All sorts of songs like that, I got you. Clearly the villain's bar.
Yeah.
Alright, Gwen will look around. It's not, I mean, it's pretty early, so it's probably not very crowded.
No, there's probably like two tables just taken up by people who are the classic, like, I'm staring at this beer that I'm slowly sipping and looking sad. But there's a pool table, like, set up pretty close to the bar. There isn't anyone behind the bar, but there is someone who looks kind of like in a bartender's getup, basically doing like puzzle shots.
All right. I'll go over to the person who looks like they're a bartender. Were you talking about partial shots as in they're doing shots, or as in they're taking shots with the pool cue?
It looks kind of like a weird, like, obstacle course that they've set up.
Mm.
There's, like, pint glasses and just things in the way, and the pool balls are obviously very meticulously set up for maximum difficulty.
That looks, really interesting.
You were looking for a job?
Yes. Kind of. I'm also looking for someone in particular. But a job sounds cool.
That never actually worked. I'm Slick. And he stands up and he looks like a man who would be called Slick. He is that prototypical, like, greasy, slick back, stringy black hair, and he holds a hand out to you.
Gwen takes it. You certainly look slick. Okay. Well, I am Gwendolyn, and I was wondering if anybody deals in information around here. But also, I mean, the job sounds really cool. So, yeah.
Huh. Usually when folks come in here looking for people, they're all cagey and whatnot, but I like you.
Thanks.
Let's see what I can do. And he goes to around the bar and pulls out, like, this big dusty book, and drops it on the table, and starts just, like, looking through names. Who are you looking for?
Gwendolyn's sort of trying to look through over their his shoulder.
It appears to be, like, some kind of members registry.
Ooh.
Hmm.
You might not know this person. I don't know. Deicide?
What, the super?
Yeah. That one. If you have a number, or a name, or a location.
I ain't got any of that.
Okay.
I might know someone. A deal on this sort of thing. Kind of a high price.
Oh, like money price?
Depends.
I'll take it, to be honest. I kind of need to know.
Okay. And he pulls out like a business card and scribbles on the back of it. He'll be weird. Just give him a call and he might be able to set you up.
Awesome. Thank you so much. He's not going to, like, want my organs or anything like that, right? Like,
probably depends what you ask for.
Cool, because I don't really have extra organs on me.
Fair.
Okay. Do I need to leave my, like, number or something here? If I'm supposed to be working for you? I assume you mean, like, I've got a behind-the-bar experience. My dad used to own a bar.
I genuinely thought you weren't serious about that, so I kind of glossed over it.
I like money, just like everybody else does, right? So...
Okay. Drop your resume in whenever.
Okay, sure, yeah, great. Alright. See you later. Just gonna walk out behind finger gun the guy a couple times, and then walk out the door.
I wasn't in that scene, and that was stressful.
The Lost Library is a production of the Fifth Draw family of podcasts and can be found at fifthdraw.com. You can email us at lostlibrary@fifthdraw.com. Or follow us on Twitter @LostLibraryCast.